Blog Talk Radio. welcome to the Coach Lalisa Show. We are here to coach you to your success, to coach you to your purpose, your passion, and your destiny. Tune in each week, Monday through Friday morning, for a lesson, a tool, or a tip or strategy on how to dig deep past all the things that are hiding the true you. Find out not only who you are, but exactly what you ought to be doing in your life, where you should be going, and how you should be getting there. Well, I am Lalisa J. Williams, your coach, and I am honored and grateful to be here to assist you. Stay tuned for the next 30 minutes and enjoy the show. You can contact Coach Lalisa after the show via the internet. You can visit the website, www.lalisajwilliams.com, or for a free coaching session just for you, go to www.mylifecompass.com/Lalisa Williams. Now I want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes. We got activities lined up for you. Get ready to go to another level in your life. And don't forget, invite a friend tomorrow. The show is going to be awesome. And now, Coach Lalisa J. Williams.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome to the Lalisa Williams Show. Well, I am Coach Lalisa, and I am here to empower, to motivate, and to inspire you to achieve your personal, professional, and your spiritual dreams and goals. That's right, your personal, professional, and spiritual dreams and goals. Now, what does that mean? Well, you may set a goal for your life in the areas of personal development, some area of personal development. Let's just say you want to be just an overall better person. Maybe you want to be a person that's on the move. Maybe you want to be a person that is growing in your personal life, in your relationships. Professionally, you may want to achieve goals as it relates to your career, what you do. I mean, I could say so much about a career and what one does. I absolutely love my career. And there's so many careers out there. I don't know if people, but I know I certainly didn't know of all the various careers. So I don't know if other people know as well. But, you know, we only have a half hour to the show, so I want to just get right smack dab into the middle of it. And I'm so excited. Well, this is Thursday. Tomorrow is Friday. You know, there's 7 days to the week. So you have 7 days every week to make something happen. Now, many of you, you tune into the broadcast, but I haven't heard from you. So please go to my Facebook and make a comment. I do have a Coach Lalisa fan page there. So please go like the fan page, because when things begin to happen, when we start giving away gifts, we want to be able to go to our fan page, give away gifts. Also, we have a page for the book, Release Your Power. So for those people who have purchased the book, and if you like something about the book, there's some comment you want to make about the book, there's some way the book has helped you. If that book, Release Your Power, which I know it has, if that book, but I don't want to be too presumptuous, if that book has helped you in any way, please go to my Facebook page, the Release Your Power page, please, and make a comment. I mean, this is how we help one another. You know, I'm helping you, then you're helping me as well. Here's the thing, even if the book just made you realize that you should either write a book or not write a book, I don't know. But even if that was the only help you got, you know, because it could, the help could come in any format or form. I remember one gentleman told me that my books were the first books that he actually sat down and read, that he, you know, could really get through. The words were easy enough for him to understand. And so, I love all the intellectual, very intelligent people. God bless you. Love you to death. But not to death, but just love you really greatly. But there are people out there who, you know, need a book where the words are a lot more simpler. So even if it's just that, whatever it is, please go to the page, you know, make the comments and inspire someone else. So, you know, when you come to this broadcast, you're inspiring people. So we have some other exciting guests that will be coming to the show. Hopefully this week we've had some exciting people so far. We had Terry Benjamin on Tuesday, which we have every Tuesday, talking about the Book by Book Success Project, very powerful book he talked about, from poverty to power. And then we also had Miss Arnessa, awesome Arnessa Bennett out of Arkansas, powerful motivational speaker, life coach, I mean, business coach, just so many different things. And she was on the show. Now, she's going to be coming as our special guest once a month. She's also an image professional and expert. So she'll be coming. In the past, we've had Sean Watson. We've had Mr. Percy Walker. We've had Mr. Paul Kiriazzi from Japan. Maybe he'll come back, hopefully next month. So we are excited. If you know anyone that would, you know, like to be a guest on the show, please, we would like to have them come and to empower people. That's what we're looking for, people who can come and inspire and empower others with their business, with their life. Now, the topic today, the way out of poverty. How many of you are looking for a way out of poverty? Raise your hand if you're looking for a way out of poverty. Great. Now, let's just say you're not looking for a way out of poverty, but you're looking for, you just tuned into the show. Thank you. Welcome for tuning in today. Maybe you know someone. Maybe you know someone who needs to hear this message. Then you need to get them the link afterwards. The archive will be ready shortly, and you can get it to them. So, the way out of poverty. Well, I believe I've discovered the way out of poverty. Now, one thing that I believe will really back up and give a really strong support for what I'm about to say is that I've experienced poverty. You know, I don't think that a person who's really never been there can really tell you how to get out of there. So, not in great detail. They can tell you absolutely, but, you know, great detail. So, here I am. I've experienced it myself, and so I'm here to show you or tell you or anyone else you may know how to get out of poverty. There's a few things you have to do. Absolutely. You must do these. I had to do it. It's the only way I got out. You have to do it, and everyone has to do it. The first and the main thing, and possibly the only thing, but it's really not the only thing because there are some other things, but it is the main thing. Without that thing, the other things won't work. So this is what I mean by experiencing it for myself. The other things won't really work until you get the main thing. And the first thing that has to happen for you to get out of poverty, it is crucial and critical. You must change the way you think. You must change your mind. You absolutely have a different mindset. Let me give you the scenario. Take two people. Give them both $1 million. And a year later, you come back. One person, the $1 million is gone and literally almost nothing to show for it. The other person has double, tripled, quadrupled that $1 million and has very much to show for it. Well, when we look at it and we assess what made the difference, the mindset, the person who you could not find a million or any evidence of it, when we investigated and boiled it all down, that's what it turned out to be. Their mindset is not right. You know, I'm telling you, this is real. It is real. If you have money, for instance, whether you earn the money or someone gives you the money, based on what you think about money, not just that money, but just money in general, just your beliefs about money, what you think about money will determine what you do with it, what happens with it. So the first thing, the first way out of poverty, see, some people think that, some people in poverty, because I thought this too, they think that, boy, I would get out of this if somebody would just give me some money, or if I could just get a lot of money, I won't be in poverty. But many people who thought like that, see, that's faulty thinking, and they didn't have other behaviors to back them up, they ended up in poverty anyway. They ended up in poverty also. They ended up in poverty after a while. And so the mind must change. And I have to, you know, definitely go back to one of the speakers we had in one of our wealth conferences, and Dr. Dennis Kimbrough. And he said that the pocketbook, the purse, you know, the wallet for men, but the purse, you know, people use that term in business a lot. The pocketbook cannot grow until the mind grows. Now, you know, also Napoleon Hill and he, they wrote the book, Think and Grow Rich. Well, that is their teaching on the message. Also, right in Scripture, we have in the New Testament several parables about these men who were given charge of this owner's money, so to speak, and he had talents, it's called, and he gives each one of them a certain amount, and he leaves for a while and tells them, take this, I'm going away, make something happen with this, you know, go, I'm going, I'll be back, I'm coming back. And so you, some of you know the story, some of you don't, but there were three. But the one person, the thinking was, you know what, I'm going to hold on to this. I'm not going to invest it. I'm not going to make good of it. You know, I won't try to double it. I'll just kind of hold on to it and make nothing happen with it. As a matter of fact, I'll just kind of hide it because I don't probably want anybody else to see it. And the other people, they doubled theirs. They used and they doubled it, they invested and they got more. So when this owner came back to the land to see what had happened and got an account for what each of the three had done, the two who invested and made good of it and who had built it up, he said to them, you know, you're a good, faithful servant. I'll give you more. And then to the one and said, come on over into my kingdom where, well, in the kingdom, there's everything that is great, good, and wonderful. So he says to the other one, what happened? You know, he says, oh, I was afraid. You know, I was afraid of you. I was just in fear. And so you see his thinking. He says, I hid it. So he didn't do anything with it. He didn't grow it. He didn't invest it in nothing. And so he took what he had away from him. And not only that, cast him into outer darkness, not into. And then here's the kicker. He called him. Here's what we need to understand about getting out of poverty. It's kind of locked up in this story. He calls him a slothful and wicked servant. So here's two things, two schools of thoughts. For us not to go out and build wealth is borderlining or right on the path of wickedness. Ooh, that's kind of scary right there, right? We don't want to be wicked, right? No. So we have to build wealth. We must. It is a must. And the fact that he called him slothful. So basically, slothful is another way of saying lazy. It's another way of saying you're too laxed. you didn't really care. You weren't up and about. You weren't up doing. You weren't out seeking where you may, you know, invest your money, you know, get a job, start a business, make a product, network with people. You weren't doing that. So you're slothful and you're wicked and you're cast away from the kingdom. So that is the message today. The way out of poverty, you have to first get a control of your thinking. And again, the word teaches us that we will be transformed by the renewing of our minds. So in order to get our thinking on the right track, we must transform the way we think. So here's my message. So I said the way out of poverty, you have to think your way out of poverty. That's right. Think your way out of poverty. Now, I'm going to do some other workshops, and I'm going to do some other sessions about getting out of poverty. Remember, I said before, it's personal with me. It's not just business. I'm not just standing before you because this is something cool to talk about. No, this is personal. When the Holy Spirit allowed me to see that being in poverty, I'm not talking about poor, because, you know, he said the poor will be with us always. But poverty, no. That person was called wicked, okay? And so, you know, we don't want to be that. And also was called slothful. So what is that telling me is that the way out of poverty is that we must be vigilant. We must be diligent. We must be committed, focused, and doing. God has given you, some talent. Maybe you haven't discovered it yet. Maybe you don't know how to do it. So that's okay, because he's also given me some talents. One of those talents is coaching. One of those talents is to help people to discover what they're good at. That's a talent God gave me a long time ago, well, before the foundation of the world. I never really knew I had it. So it went unused. It went unused. So that's what I really, really wanted to share with you today. And that's the way out of poverty. Again, you have to do what? Think your way out of it. And you have to read books. Read scriptures, find every scripture in the Bible that teaches you about wealth and how to get it. Read every story, read the family histories of those who were in poverty. You know, you can read about Moses and Joseph and Abraham. You can read about all the different prophets, Elijah, Isaiah, everyone. Jesus, Peter, you know, Paul, all of them. And read the stories. Look at Queen Esther and there's different ones. Look at Ruth. Read her story. Look at Rahab. Read her story. There's so many stories in the Bible that we can read to discover the wealth. We look at Solomon. We can read his story. And get our thinking changed. That's number one. We already said that. The second thing is that we have to then look at how we think about how we use our talents. How are you using the talents? Because these talents are tied to your getting out of poverty. Whether it's your talent, you may have a talent for cooking, you may have a talent for speaking, for writing, you may have a talent for, you know, graphic arts, you may have there's all kinds of talents. That your talent is tied to your way out. Some people just have a talent for networking. Well, believe it or not, people actually get paid to help others network. So we call, you know, it's part of coaching. You can coach people. So I'm excited. I'm so excited about. I'm almost excited about this as I am about making your, you know, living your dreams, making your dreams come true, tapping into your dreams, activating your dreams, launching your dreams, flowing with your dreams. I'm into that because God gives us our dreams. He gives us our desires, and it is our job, it is our duty, it is our right to go out and live it. And I've done it. I know hundreds of other people that have done it, even thousands that I personally know, and part of what I need to do is to help you. So if you have any questions at all, please inbox me or, you know, go to my website. Please go to the website. There's things on the website that can help you. There's coaching. There's information. Release-your-power.com. If you have not purchased the book yet, releaseyourpower.com, please go and get that book. That book is changing the lives of people every single day. People want that book. When you go on to, if you need to go to Amazon, you can go to Amazon and purchase it right there. You can go to my website and purchase it from the website. But you definitely want to get a copy of that book. So make that something, put that on your to-do list. You want to read that book. If, like I said, if nothing else, it'll just make you recognize that. Something, it'll make you see something in yourself. I mean, the book is geared towards you. It says release your power. So even in the heading alone, just in the title of the book, it's about you releasing your power. Eight strategies for becoming who you really are. So go get that. You can get a free section of the book when you go to my website. So go to the website, tune into our weekly, monthly webinars, and get yourself to a whole new level.
Thank you for tuning in to another segment of the Coach Lalisa Show. Well, we hope you learned something. Now your challenge is to go and apply the tips, tools, or strategies that you have learned here today. And don't forget to invite a friend. Share the knowledge. Share the love. Share the wealth with everyone. Well, we are honored that you were here with us today for this 30-minute segment. The Coach Lalisa Show could be heard right here on Blog Talk Radio every morning, Monday through Friday, at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's been great. It's been real. It's been awesome. And you got to keep moving on up, because in reality, there ain't nothing stopping you now. You are on the move. And this has been Coach Lalisa J. Williams.